Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. Today we have the second and final segment recorded at the Alewife Festival in Pembroke last month. Yesterday's segment, produced by Beatrice Alsop-Cheney, is in our archives if you missed it. Today's segment was produced by Kate Wolfson, a beekeeper and community radio organizer from Jericho, Vermont, who traveled to Pembroke to work with a group of students, including Beatrice, a parent organization called the Greenhorns, and fisheries biologists from Down East Salmon Federation.
Wow! Wow! Some action down here!
Fish. Fish. Fish? Lots of fish.
Really? Okay.
Go down, turn right, follow the mud till you get to the ledges and look in the water.
Fish flopping on the rocks and their scales are everywhere. Can I help him?
My name's Arona Swartz. I'm a junior at College of the Atlantic, and I'm videoing alewives. Oh, one just went over. Traveling upstream, up the Panamaquan River, and they're migrating to breed. And they're just arriving here. I think maybe the past couple weeks they've been getting here. This whole experience is magic. The amount of fish is magic. It's crazy.
I'm Mike Stewart. My shop is Mike's Bikes out of Eastport, and we're in Pembroke, Maine at the Alewife Festival.
What I'm showing the people in the audience is a fish. It's a flattened, butterflied out alewife, and it's a river herring that was going to go spawn, and we caught it before it could spawn, and we killed it, and we cleaned it, and we brined it, we smoked it, and then we're going to eat it. Same way people have been doing for thousands and thousands of years. But you can only do it if you have fish, right?
Well, it'll be an experiment.
Have you had them before?
No, never.
Okay, and what do you know about eating alewives?
Nothing.
They come from right there.
Yeah, I know where they come from. It just never occurred to me to eat them, so this will be interesting.
It's a lovely golden brown color with very nice, wow, look at the skin. I didn't even look at that. The skin is almost like metallic bronze on the backside.
I am eating a smoked alewife, and it has so many bones, but you just kind of eat them. You crunch on them, and it's like very tangy.
It's like a real democratic fish. There's so much participation in terms of eating it. When they run, when you really are in the midst of an alewife run, I mean, it's like the definition of natural abundance. It's incredible.
Well, and it's an experience that so few people in modern times have the privilege to experience. You know, it's pre-colonial abundance of fish. Silver fish rushing up a rushing river. It's extraordinary.
Been a lot of tussles over fish for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and we're still tussling over how many fish we're going to have, where they're going to be, who's going to pay to make them reappear again, and who's going to have access to them.
The Alewife Festival is just an expression of the joy of about the fish returning and to decide that we're celebrating. I mean, that's the goal, is to celebrate the returning fish. And just that everybody knows, oh, our river has fish. How lucky are we? And, oh, those people are celebrating. I can celebrate. The project of de-alienating ourselves from our ecological context seems worthy of a picnic. Yeah, remember. Remember the fish.
That segment was produced by Kate Blofson. Our thanks to her and Beatrice Alsop-Cheney for their contributions to Around Town this week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.